Hello?
Hello? This is Mr. Lima?
Okay. So, Mr. Quinones will be conducting your hearing. His voice will be the next voice you hear, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Lima?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can now, yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Herman Lima, 112638.
Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago.
Uh-huh.
I see that you signed that form on December 18th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights.
Yes, sir.
One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you.
Yes, sir.
Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Okay.
Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Respy, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Lima, Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Lima, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Okay.
When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest.
Okay.
According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by a failure to report to the Pima Reentry Center on November 27, 2018, as directed on November 26, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lima, is this true or false?
It's true, Your Honor.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Lima's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Lima, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Respy, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case.
Okay.
Just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lima. Mr. Respy.
October 9, 2018, Mr. Lerman was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on December 1, 2018 by Yuma PD on a new misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was back in DOC custody on December 3, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 12, 2019 with four abscond days. Concurrent conviction, 2018, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2018, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years. He has prior convictions in 1995, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1997, escape, second degree, 1.5 years. 1997, promoting prison contraband, 3.5 years. 1998, escape, second degree, 2 years. 1998, criminal damage, 1 year. 2002, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2005, drug paraphernalia, 1.5 years. 2007, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. 2011, theft of means of transportation, 2.5 years. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2016, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his ninth term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision. 2002, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2004, TIS release completion, 4 months. 2006, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reinstated by the BOEC, completed 4 months. 2009, TIS release, arrested on new felony, trafficking and stolen property, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release completion, 7 months. 2014, TIS release, arrested on new charge, reached CSED in jail. 2016, TIS release to detainer, completed 1 month. Disciplinary is moderate, drugs, weapons noted. Other arrests. 1993, burglary, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1994, burglary, Arizona, county jail. All other arrests resulted in charges not filed. I do have stats of charges that I received from Officer Sandoval, dated January 3rd, 2019, which states that he was found guilty by the Yuma Municipal Court on December 4th, 2018. I want to correct that. It says the disposition was he pled guilty, and he was sentenced to unsupervised probation, and it says incarceration is ordered. But that would be probably through the Yuma jail. And that's the end of the report.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Luma.
Hi, yeah.
Well, I'll begin by saying that it looks like that you've been convicted 10 separate times, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Also that you've had some trouble with past periods of community supervision, although I recognize that you've cooperated with a few.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released to live with your mother, Ms. Loma, at 10549 East Model Drive in Yuma?
Yes, sir.
You were missing for 4 days, so did you live anywhere else during that time?
No, Your Honor, the honest truth is, what happened is, I got scared. I thought I was wanted for something else. You guys can check this on record, call the YPD if you guys like. Some female was having problems with her boyfriend, and I broke in and helped her out because she was laying on the floor on her last breath, and she was stabbed, and that guy broke her neck in 3 spots, and in order to get her out, the boyfriend was combative, and we fought, and I hurt him pretty bad, and the police came. I left the scene before the police got here, so I was kind of scared, you know. I thought I was... Because Carrie was, the female's name's Carrie, and she wasn't responsive, and apparently all the guy had to do is say, I broke in and did something. But Carrie made it out like a couple days later, and she told him that I helped her get away from the abusive boyfriend. And so that's how come I didn't report. You know what I mean? I was hiding, kind of.
Okay, so did you work at all when you were on community supervision?
I did not, Your Honor. I did not.
Thank you for being straightforward. There's a long section for sanctions notes, but to kind of scroll down, so to speak, It looks like that you had self-admission to using methamphetamine. So did you have ongoing use with methamphetamine?
I did, Your Honor. I did. And in my behalf, when I got out of Red Rock, the place was, flooded with dope and drugs. So meth, I was high when I released. I was high when I just couldn't leave it alone. In here, it's actually helped me a little bit because it's pretty mellow in here, and there's nothing out here, and I've learned to stay away from it, and I learned my lesson. But I know it's a little too late, but you know, I'm clean and sober now.
How long have you been clean, sir?
Why?
No, how long have you been clean?
Just the time I was here, the 30, 45 days I've been incarcerated.
And are you feeling any better?
A lot better.
That's
a lot better.
That's good. What are your plans for when you return to the community? We'd like to see you turn the corner and move on and put it behind you and stop using drugs. So what's your plan?
My plan is, I'll try to get released from here and hopefully check into the Crossroads Mission here or go to detox before, once I get home, and then once they have an opening for me, go to detox or hit CBI Community Bridges and then attend NA meetings. I've been attending some here, and they've been helping out. I know there's my girlfriend's out there, and she got a hold of me, and the situation with Carrie was like a surreal experience. It was a little overwhelming, and it got me. The only reason her boyfriend was like that is because of meth, and it sobered me up, and it, in a way, getting here just, that was the craziest thing I've ever done and happened to me, So.
So the victim in that case is your girlfriend now?
Huh? No. That's not my girlfriend. Okay. Jennifer's my girlfriend. She's the one that found out that Carrie, my friend Carrie, was being held hostage and stuff like that. Carrie was supposed to call, but I thought this meeting was supposed to take place like on the 24th. Carrie is actually offering me a place to stay over there in Phoenix with them, my girlfriend and I, a place to stay in Phoenix with her mom. Her mom she calls us her angels, her daughter's angels, because we saved her. And she wants us to go stay because her daughter's sober, we're sober, and she wants us to go down there with her and stay with her so we can, she keep an eye on us. But she's a very wealthy lady. She can offer, she has some businesses and stuff like that, and she can give me a job over there.
Well, that sounds promising, and hopefully that's a plan that will stick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask my fellow board, hold on, Adam. Okay, so am I correct that the reason why the Yuma Police Department made contact with you was because of this incident with your friend?
Yes. My friend. She wasn't really my friend, but I knew her, but she was acquaintance, yes. And I was using, I didn't even have a phone, And so I had to go get free Wi-Fi, so I was at the restaurant. And somebody called in saying that there's a suspicious person in the parking lot of the restaurant using. They thought I was probably breaking into a car or something. And that's when the police officer came by, and it's a bad neighborhood. So I was just getting free Wi-Fi there.
Did you actually break off contact with the parole officer, or did you get arrest before you were supposed to have contact with the parole officer?
No, I broke out contact first.
Okay. Can we ask my fellow board members any questions for me? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Lerma, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before this board goes into discussion?
No, it's just, I, like I said, this is a new experience for me, so I just hope that they take into consideration that these past few weeks I've taken a lot in, and I've learned from my mistakes, and I just want to go out there and help out my mom and go to rehab.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone.
Yes, sir.
But it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Board is now in discussion. For the board members, I like what I'm hearing from Mr. Loma. It's good to hear that he actually has a plan for returning to the community. It sounds like he has the support of a girlfriend and extended family, so to speak, and maybe the possibility of some work when he returns to the community. But between absconding for 4 days, breaking off contact with his parole officer, a pretty extensive history, and this last arrest, which sounds like he may have some sort of pending action at the municipal level in Yuma, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. I will say, though, to keep things light, he has less than 2 months left on his sentence. I don't imagine he has much waiting for him in Yuma, and hopefully he'll be able to move on with his life and be productive. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Right.
Being no further discussion, I am going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W3437, a discussion with Mr. Loma, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Loma was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal razor company. It is much that he absconded for 4 days and was arrested by the Yuma Police Department for unrelated charges, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Mr. Neal. Mr. Loma, this will be your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on March 12, 2019, which is less than 2 months away. It's good that you have a plan for your return to the community, so we encourage you to stick to that plan. Hopefully you put the drugs behind you, or you have a crime-free life. It sounds like you have the support of a girlfriend.
Okay.
We wish you the best.
Okay, is there going to have a pending charge, or the charge?
I don't want to say a pending charge. It sounds like there's some sort of...
No, it's actually a charge. It's ranking current with this. I'm actually doing my time here.
Okay. Well, pardon me for getting that wrong. I may have read with the way it was
read out,
but okay. If it's running concurrent, then we wish you the best on your release.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.